what did the doctor prescribe you the last time you were sick? Starting today, New South Wales doctors are actually finally able to prescribe medicinal cannabis to patients. Now, until now, cannabis-based medicines have only been available to patients in New South Wales who are enrolled in clinical trials. But Premier Mike Baird has said that new regulatory changes meant that the drugs can now be considered for patients who have, and I think this is an important way of putting it, exhausted other standard treatment options. So, I mean, do we think we're going to see an influx of patients asking for prescriptions of medical cannabis? And who is going to be eligible and why? I'm curious, has it taken so long? To find out, we're actually joined by Michael Boulderstone. He's president of the Australian Hemp Party. Good morning, Michael.
Morning. Morning, Nick.
Now, do you think doctors and patients, you know, now that they're able to prescribe medicinal marijuana, do we think this is going to be kind of beneficial for patients overall?
It sounds so good, doesn't it? I think it's about as hollow as a didgeridoo.
Wow.
Like lots of noise and nothing inside. So doctors have to apply to both state and federal governments to actually do this. And Prue Goward's saying it's a last resort. So, you know, I wish everyone would go into their doctor and say, listen, I've had enough of everything else. I want to smoke pot. Because it's just going to make no difference to virtually everyone. And there's hundreds of thousands of regular users. So we all still walk out with a target on our back. Sounds good, but there's not much in it, really.
So you think the regulations are so restrictive that it's actually not going to be a benefit for anyone?
It might be in an odd exceptional case, and let's see how easy it is for doctors to get through. But even for quite a few years, I think doctors could apply to get Sativex from Europe or right. Epidiolex, which are coming from GW Pharmaceutical Company in England. But for what's driving us crazy is there are so many people self-medicating now, and there's a network across Australia of people making extractions and tinctures. And I just think, you know, let's give them a break. Call an amnesty. Give the cops a break too, because cannabis is in the same basket as ice, you know. It's all like they need a bit of discretion, room to move, I reckon.
Well, you mentioned self-medicating. What are people actually using this for?
Look, you know, in general you'd say pain relief, but clearly anyone on the autism spectrum, it can be fantastic. We already know it's like magic for certain epilepsy in a lot of people. But cancer, it's got absolutely anti-cancer properties. And I'm not saying it can cure all cancer, but it can certainly cure some, and it can hold it a lot. You know, we're talking about a herb that was in just about every medicine 100 years ago. Suddenly it's like it's a last resort. It's pretty tragic.
Well, you mentioned people are making tinctures and stuff like that. Do you think this could be a bit of a benefit for those people that they'd actually be able to market this stuff properly?
I wish it was, but it looks like the government's going to issue in time only one or two licenses, and they're going to go to really big companies. So what we reckon could be a terrific cottage industry isn't going to happen that easily. I mean, it's already out there. You know, I reckon there's 20,000 jobs just waiting to happen if they ticked off on it, where people are already making medicine. There's already a huge black market. Let's tax it. Let's legalise it. Because also the knowledge is out there now. You know, people have learnt how to grow and use which plants over, I mean, the last 50 years now. And I feel like, you know, the pharmaceutical industry and the police are going to keep control of it, and it's all going to go through them and kind of bypass everyone who's been doing it forever. And it just seems hypocritical when finally they're recognising it is a medicine, like we've been saying.
Well, Michael, do you think that if maybe other states got on board, the federal government would be forced to kind of remove some of these restrictions?
I think the other states are kind of coming in behind Mike Baird, but it's all the same policy. I tell you, the police particularly have control of drug policy. You know, anyone suggests a change, they just jump on it. I mean, we're the only country on earth where your cannabis user cannot drive a car with this saliva testing. You know, we're the only place doing it. It's extraordinary. We're the only place not allowed to eat hemp seed because of that. So our police have kind of got control of it, and I'm sure they're really working for the big pharmaceutical companies, who will lose a lot. If we're allowed to grow a few plants in our backyard, they're going to lose out a lot. So it's all about money.
Michael, thank you very much for talking to Breakfast this morning.
Good on you. Thanks heaps, Nick. Thanks for talking to us.